Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project Movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder, and this is Young Catholics Respond. Today, I couldn't be more excited to have Kate Ziegler on the program. Kate is a two-time member of the U.S. Olympic swim team and a 15-time medalist in international competition. At the age of 17, she broke onto the scene at the 2005 World Championships, winning gold medals in the 800-meter and 1500-meter freestyle events. At the 2007 World Championships, she repeated her victories and shattered Janet Evans' 20-year-old 15-meter world record by 10 seconds. After retiring at the 2016 Olympic trials, she went on to receive her MBA from the University of Tennessee. Kate has worked extensively with the United Service Organization, Wounded Warrior Project, and the Department of State as an international sports ambassador. She is an accomplished speaker, performance coach, and entrepreneur. Kate, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being here on Young Catholics Respond.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I'm excited to be here.
So Kate, you know, as your bio highlights, you just have an incredible swimming career and are just an incredibly accomplished woman. But I kind of want to talk to you today about faith and sport. I know you're also inducted into the Sports Faith International Hall of Fame. And, you know, I kind of want to talk to you about that that aspect of your life, because it's so inspiring to so many people out there. So I just kind of want you to give me a brief overview. I know the bio did that a little bit, but give me a brief overview of your journey getting started and how you got started in swimming and just kind of, you know, growing up into the Olympian you were.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I talk to people and they hear that I'm Olympian and they assume that, oh, well, at an early age, I must have been thrown in the water and been racing, striving for the Olympics at, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old. That was not my story. I actually grew up a really shy, timid child who didn't want to try anything new. I didn't grow up in a particularly athletic family. There were no swimmers in our family. And so I did grow up loving the water. And when my parents suggested, I was about 6 years old, when they suggested I join the swim team, thinking it would provide a competitive athlete or a competitive outlet and an opportunity for me to meet new people and, you know, get some structure in my summer. I thought it was a terrible idea. I was absolutely terrified. And I said, nope, the coach is going to be mean. I'm not going to have any friends. The practice will be too hard. I'll probably be the worst on the team and I'll very likely drown. And so funny enough, I didn't have dreams of going to the Olympics. That wasn't why I got onto the swim team. I actually got bribed into it because when we had this conversation about the swim team, the one thing that my parents had was they knew that I wanted desperately to have the swim team swimsuit. I was at the pool one day and I saw some of the kids trying on the suit and I thought it was amazing and I wanted to be just like the big girls around the pool. And so they made a deal with me and they said, if you go to the beginning of the season banquet, you can try out the team, you can meet the coach, just see how it is. You need to try out a couple practices and then if you like it, you can definitely get the suit. And if you don't, well, you know, we can talk about it. Because they knew I just needed a little handholding. Well, and I was in a fit of tears today to the pool and they're like, you don't have to do this. I was like, no, I want the suit. I'm going to do it. And so I went to the pool. I met the coach who was very nice. I tried out the practices and they were challenging as they should have been, but you know, a good challenge. I made lots of friends. I didn't drown. I got the swimsuit. But believe it or not, I was the worst on my team. I was the worst on my team. And so I didn't start out you know, leading the lanes or breaking records. It was just, I had parents who believed in me unconditionally and supported me in my pursuit of betterment, just self-improvement, you know, each day at the pool, just try to be a little better than I was the day before. And they did everything they could to help me in that. I had a coach who believed in me and saw a vision that I didn't see. You know, he pulled me aside and said, I think you can be great one day. And here's the path to be great. And I had teammates who made practices and competitions fun and pushed me. And I had an internal, you know, motivation and desire to commit to something and to try to be my best at it. So not my not the traditional route of bribery into sport, but that's how I got my start.
That's wonderful. So as you continued, you know, growing up in the sport, what was it like to really find the success that you found? I mean, you know, you hit the scene, you know, as a teenager, so hard and made it such a huge splash, you know, pun intended there. Mm-hmm. What was that like? I mean, what was that like to encounter that?
You know, it was challenging. And in some ways, I think it was a bit of a shock for myself and my family included, because like I said, we didn't have previous athletic success or not significant like what I experienced. And so we were kind of just going it one step at a time. We didn't know about U.S. Nationals or Olympic trials or any of those meets that I started to qualify for. My success came really quickly. So when I was about 12 years old, I was barely keeping up. And then within 6 months of training under a new coach and under a new regimented training schedule, I dropped 6 minutes in my mile and all of a sudden qualified at 13 for U.S. Nationals. And from there, the success just sort of piled on. And it was exciting. There were unknowns, but there were challenges. For instance, I know a lot of athletes have faced this. And one of the things that was hard for me was, you know, in my success, at times, I started to lose friends. There was some jealousy, you know, real competitive rivals who, when I wasn't as fast, I had a lot of friends and everyone, I got along with everyone. And then as the success started to pile on, it was exciting. And I didn't realize that not everyone would be excited for you. And that was one of the big challenges. And I took it very personally initially. And even to a certain extent, wanting to hold back a little bit, because I was like, well, I want friends. I don't want to lose my friends. So that was one of the challenges.
Absolutely. And I'm sure your faith had to play into that a little bit as well, and having to lean on your faith in tough moments, especially at an early age, you know, like 13 or 14 as you're going through this. So what was that like? I mean, where did you find, your faith? I mean, obviously your family was probably a good example for you as well, but just talk a little bit about that balance between, you know, faith and sport and dealing with those difficulties.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I think my parents did so well was to always that, I mean, and that it is a gift from God. It is something that I get to experience and that I'm called to be the very best I can be at. But at the end of the day, swimming does not define me. Swimming is something that I do. It's not who I am, and that I'm defined by who I am in Christ. And that they always said, you know, we want you to be a great swimmer, but we want you to first and foremost be a great person. And so when some of those challenges would hit, you know, when there might be jealousy or competitiveness in relationships and in the sport, they'd always remind me, are you doing the best you can each day in the pool? Are you using the gift that you've been given to the best of your ability? Yes. Are you being kind and generous and supporting others? Are you checking your pride? Are you giving glory to God in this? Then you're doing it right. And just being grounded in that, there are a lot of distractions. There's a lot of noise that can sometimes come around success. And being grounded in that faith always returned me to a place of peace.
Beautiful, beautiful. Kate, I want to take a short break here on Young Catholics Respond. And then when we come back, I want to talk with you a little bit more about, you know, elevating your career into the Olympics and the, you know, World Championships and all of that. And also how faith plays a role in that, because you experienced some incredible setbacks and some incredible disappointments along with amazing success. So I want to save a little bit of time on the back end to do that. We'll take our break a few minutes early and then come back and talk with you more right here. All right?
Sounds great.
All right. So right back after these messages here on Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder. Today my guest is Kate Ziegler.
Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, Written on Our Hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com and click subscribe and follow the on-screen instructions. That's patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com, then click subscribe.
Your heart is always beating. But you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back, everybody, to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder. Today, my guest is Olympic athlete Kate Ziegler. We're talking about her journey of faith, her success in the sport of swimming. She is a 15-time international champion in swimming and in the sport of swimming, competitive swimming. So it's just amazing to talk with her about her faith and her drive to be the best in swimming, but also just be an incredible human being that she is. Kate, we kind of left off your story right as you were, you know, finding your faith, finding that competitive edge, you know, getting to the getting into Olympic trials, getting into some of the U.S. nationals. Tell me about, you know, that next level when you get to compete on that world stage, and what that's like.
Yeah, there's nothing like representing your country at an international competition, whether that is World Championships or the Olympic Games. There's nothing like, you know, seeing your teammates waving the American flag, having my parents up in the stands, you know, standing on the podium with the national anthem playing and the American flag rising. There's no greater pride than that. And I must say, at a young age, at 17, I won my first gold medal, and the success continued on pretty quickly from there, going on to win double gold medals, and then repeating that again in 2007 and breaking the world records. And it was all very exciting. But what I realized was that my faith really started to change a little bit in that, not necessarily because of anything, any one experience, but really over time, I started to feel like more and more my identity was tied into the sport. And the more successful I was, you know, maybe the more God would love me, or the more approval I would have. And I became so tied to that identity of being a great swimmer that I'd step up on the blocks and win, and I'm a success. And if I lost, then I'd feel like a failure, not just as an athlete, but as a person, really. And that started to shape that, and not in a good way, shape my faith, rather than always stepping up on the blocks looking to glorify the Lord through this great gift of swimming that I had and the talent that I had, and to inspire others. Instead, it became more pride-driven and more fear-driven, really, to be honest with you, which then resulted in many of the disappointments that I had in the sport, and really a time of self-reflection after that.
Wow. And so how did you overcome that?
You know, it took a long time. So as I alluded to, the disappointments. In 2008, I went into the Beijing Olympics as a favorite. But leading up to those Olympic Games, I was the favorite because of my previous year's performance in the 8 freestyle. That came with me to the Olympics just completely crumbling. It was too much pressure. I wasn't talking about it. I thought, you know, put on the athlete's mentality, just be tough, don't open up, don't share, just fight through it. And the pressure that I felt was immense. And so being the gold medal favorite going into the 800 at the Beijing Olympics, I stepped up on the blocks and raced to the best of my ability, but I fell short. And I left the Olympics without a medal. And I look back on that, and there's no surprise there. Mentally, I was just not prepared. Well, fast forward 4 years, and in London, I raced again the 800-meter freestyle, also a favorite for a medal this time, not necessarily gold medal favorite, but certainly a medal favorite. Well, the day after opening ceremonies at the London Olympics, I woke up with, you know, the aches and chills that you get when you're about to come down with a flu bug. Yeah. Well, I had those, and for the next 5 days, I was knocked out and had to swim day six, and physically, I wasn't there. And yeah. I left there feeling like a two-time Olympic failure, forgetting the fact that I'd won all these gold medals before and I'd broken all these world records. All I felt was I had failed, and I felt like I'd failed myself. I felt like I'd failed my family, my coach, my friends, and most importantly, I felt like I'd failed God, because I felt like I'd been given this gift and I was supposed to be a good steward of it, and I'd let everyone down. But also, I felt like in some way God owed me. I'd been the good Christian athlete. I'd done everything I was supposed to do, and yet here I was without the medal. And I saw the lie, and I saw how untrue that was. God didn't owe me anything. It was never about just the gold medal. And when I stepped back, and it didn't happen overnight, but I took a long period of introspection and reading scripture and praying through it and talking to some really incredible mentors and Christian leaders, speaking to them and sharing my story and kind of wrestling with it, I realized it was never about the medal. I'm so glad I actually had those failures, because I needed the rug kind of pulled out from under me to really recognize that I'm not defined by my sport, that it has brought me closer to God, which at the end of the day, that's what I wanted. I drew nearer to Him in those tough times. I prayed through it. I saw my sinfulness, and I recognized that in everything, in the successes and in the failures, we can glorify Him. And that, I realized, was my success.
You know, that's so beautiful. That's a beautiful story. I want to ask you just a little bit about when you look back on those Olympic experiences. Were there those God moments in those Olympic experiences that maybe you didn't see right away through the failure, but now you look back and you go, oh man, I am so glad that I, you know, am an Olympic athlete, that I got these chances to perform at these games.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I look back on it and I am just so blessed. I'm so fortunate to have had those experiences that I had at the Olympics, and I am a much better person, friend, daughter, wife, all of that because I went through those successes and, more importantly, those failures. But one of the things that stands out to me, very, very brief story, just going into opening ceremonies at the 2012 Olympics. So the night before, I ended up getting sick. One of the most profound moments of my life was walking into the stadium. We walk about 3/4 of a mile to the stadium, and then all of Team USA was together as we stepped over the threshold into the stadium, and we're all chanting USA, USA, USA. And when the announcer said, "Welcome the United States of America," and the roar of the crowd and the joy and the pride, I felt like God was just so present in that moment with me. In a moment that, you know, the next day I did end up sick, but in that moment it just felt like it's all going to work out. Like you're here, you're getting that second chance. And I look back on that now, and it wasn't because I was going to win a medal, but He was just saying, like, I'm taking care of you. It's all going to work out. And for me, that's what it said to me, was that very personal moment of, wow, God is in control. He created all of this, and we're just a part of His story.
That's amazing. That's just amazing that there are those moments. You know, even for an Olympic athlete, right? That, you know, because we're watching this on TV. You know, we're watching this on TV halfway across the world, and you know, having that same, that same and similar experience of, man, this national pride. This is incredible. You know, and there's no feeling that as a spectator watching that, but then as an Olympic athlete, I'm sure that's just that you get an incredible experience, and hearing that from you, that, you know, that God was present there for you, I think will resonate with so many people out there. So I kind of want to shift our conversation now to, you know, what you're doing with this faith and with this you know, life that you have, because I know you're doing so much great work to help young people and you know, help them, you know, get through life and get through those difficulties. So tell me a little bit about, you know, your personal coaching and your coaching and all that stuff that you're doing now to just really help young people thrive.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Where what I learned as I left sport was that wasn't the end of it. I had this great story, and my challenges, my successes, my failures were not isolated to me alone. So often sport is really just a microcosm of life. And so what I wanted to do as I left sport, and one of the things I experienced even while I was in the sport, was I would have young girls in particular come up to me when I was doing public speaking or running a swim clinic or meeting them at meets, and they'd say, you know, I'm really struggling with my faith and my sport, or I'm really struggling with the disappointment that I've experienced, or I'm feeling self-confident or lacking self-confidence. And I started working just informally with athletes one-on-one, and now it has turned into a formal Christian coaching program where I work with athletes weekly via Skype. We meet, and it's just a 30-minute session in which we talk through the challenges of being a Christian athlete, especially as we get to the higher and higher levels. How do you balance that? How do you balance the, you know, check the pride? How do you make sure your identity isn't just solely in the sport? Manage expectations and external pressures. You know, how do you make sure you're making the right sacrifices, and what do those sacrifices look like? Overcoming disappointment, all those topics we talk through, all through while we look through it a Christian lens, because I've done performance, and I still do performance coaching to help on the mental side of that. But I think the really important additional layer is to add on that Christian perspective, that Christian lens that really grounds you, as I said, in my own experience, that grounds you in something that can give you peace and freedom to compete to the best of your ability. So that's the first thing I'm doing, is the Christian coaching with athletes. And athletes can certainly find out more about that on my website, katesigler.com, if they're interested in learning more. And then I also do public speaking. And go ahead.
No, that's great. That's wonderful. I just wanted to ask you, you know, the girls you're working with, are they finding the you know this piece? Are they overcoming those obstacles? Are they just you know, amazing women? I'm sure, you know, they're a group of amazing women.
Yeah, they are amazing women, and I'll say they span. So I work with athletes 13 to 25 years old, or even older. Some I do work with some older athletes who are professional athletes, post collegiate, and what we're finding is not only are they thriving in their athletics, but they're thriving in life. And I will share just a brief story. I have one athlete who had a breakthrough competition this past week. She'd just been struggling along, and she could see so much goodness in other people. She would champion other people, but she had a really hard time championing herself. And, you know, just a couple weeks ago, she said, "I don't know what to do to injury and setbacks from other issues externally," and she was just feeling really down. And we talked to her each week, and we got to the point where I just talked to her yesterday, and she went to her competition. She went all best times. She found a joy that she hadn't experienced in her sport in so long. And she said afterwards, she just said, "You know, I felt God, and I felt like I was able to swim, to perform like I'd been called to do, like, you know, like I'd been made to do." And it wasn't a world record. It wasn't, you know, even a national championship time. It doesn't matter what level you're at, wherever you're at, to perform to your best of abilities, and then also see yourself as the person, as the man or woman you were created to be in Christ, I think is the greatest pride, and for me, the greatest honor and pleasure that I have in working with these athletes is helping them see that.
Beautiful. Yeah, I know that you just from your story here today, I know that you're doing wonderful things and empowering those women, to those young ladies and young women, to really live to their potential and experience the best version of themselves, which is, you know, what God calls us to. So I thank you so much for doing that. I of course want to let you talk a little about your public speaking, because you are an amazing public speaker. So go ahead, fill us in on you know, what you're doing with that.
I share the kind of inspirational, motivational stories, the lessons that I learned from my journey to the Olympic Games, which also it's sharing some of my stories, and then the stories of my fellow Olympians, friends, and also just people who came along in my life, share those stories. And it covers topics, including most significantly, of course, my faith, self-confidence, overcoming failure, motivation, and leadership. And do that while drawing parallels for the audience to apply their own circumstance and their, they can leave there, you know, ready to face whatever challenge or ready to chase after whatever goal, dream that they have.
That's awesome. So if people want to book you, it's very simply KateZiegler.com, or right?
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Kate, it also, you know, you're also working on some other ventures and some other Christian-based stuff as well. So anything you want to share with us about that, or like a little stay tuned message?
Yes, I would say stay tuned. So I'm working on a project right now, and it's around empowering individuals in pursuit of God's will to know and to love themselves, and then other knowing and loving themselves and others in purposely living healthy and balanced lives, which I think is really, really important. Whether you're an athlete or a young professional in business working your way up, you're a mom, your dad, you know, living that healthy, balanced life, mind, body, spirit, I think is something that is really, really important. And so I'm working on a project, which I'd love to share with your viewers once it gets into a little bit of a later stage, share with your viewers about that and help them to know God's will for themselves as they also live that healthy, balanced life.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll have you back to talk about it for sure, Kate. But, you know, unfortunately, these things fly by and we're out of time. But I wish we could talk. But we'll talk again, especially, and we'll talk about that. But thank you so much for being here on A Young Catholics Respond.
Thank you, Bill. It's great.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For Olympian Kate Ziegler, I'm Bill Snyder. Until next time, keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.